Sustaining alive on 95 BFM.
Welcome to the BFM studios, Rita Steele.
Kia ora.
Now, this afternoon, or some of us have been out on the coast, or maybe not on the coast, maybe just in Albert Park and seen seagulls.
Fish and chips?
Yeah, fish and chips.
If you haven't had some fish and chips this summer, what are you doing?
Seagulls. Friend or foe? What good do they do?
That's a very good question. But what good do you do?
That's a very good question. But
if we judged everything on what good it does.
Yeah, but there is the whole... Humans do seem to take precedence over most animals. And I'm a human, so...
The old seagull.
That's a good comeback, I think.
I've got a soul. Those animals, they're not sentient.
I certainly didn't say that.
They play an important role as part of the, you know, food web.
They were in Nemo.
They were in Nemo. They weren't depicted very nicely
in
Nemo.
No, this is my point.
Mine.
No little soft toys of a crappy little mine seagull.
They're in that Beach Dance as well, actually. That's
a great movie.
Beach Dance?
What? Isn't that a cut?
That little clip about the seagull and the whale?
Yeah. Great movie.
It's
yeah,
a cartoon,
I've read the book.
But if you watch it over and over like John did, it turns into a movie.
an hour and a half of it. It's deceptive.
So this time, duh.
So yes, most people will be very surprised to know that our seagulls are actually in major decline. So we'll do some quick 101 because there are basically two types of seagulls.
I was holding up five fingers. I thought there were five different types of seagulls, but there's not.
No, there's not. I mean, it's like we're not going to get into the mollyhawks because that's a whole another story. But there are two main types of seagulls in New Zealand.
Okay.
One is the red-billed seagull. It's a native, which means that it's come over at some point from somewhere and made its home here. And it's, so it's been here long enough that we consider it a native.
I was about to say, how does that work? Okay.
So what's an example of a native?
Pukeko?
Yes. Yes, a pukeko is another example of a native. So they are found elsewhere. Mm. So Australia, probably.
Right on. Yeah. Totally an Australian bird, that bird.
The pukeko.
All day.
Yeah.
Very just, Australian. Just demeanor, everything.
Yeah. But anyway, so they are the most common, but they have been in quite a serious decline, with the largest colonies seeing some big, big declines in the last 30 years, so about 50% declines.
Wow.
And
stop throwing stones at seagulls, John.
Mainly due to predation, climate-induced fluctuation in their food, so things like krill.
Hot chips.
I have actually read a study that mentioned, so they're called declining species, the red-billed.
Right.
So they're kind of the better of the two. Not great, but still floating around.
Do we have any seagull lovers out there? Give us a text to 53955.
Tell us why.
If you just love seagulls, or even a phone call will do.
I would say I love seagulls.
Okay, John, if you can leave the studio real quick and give us a phone call on 309-3879, mate, we'll chat it out.
I really, really want to hold one. They look so soft. They look so soft.
You're not allowed one, actually, if you keep talking like that about seagulls. Hello, 95 BFM.
Sound creepy.
Good evening, Hungry. That really inspiring Tonka Trunk song, who's that by?
That's by a band called Bad Guys, and it's the song's called Crime, and the album is called Bad Gynecology.
Actually, in the liner notes, it says it's dedicated to seagulls everywhere, which is really strange.
And
it's great that you brought it up.
It's got ecology in the name too,
There you go. Anything on seagulls while I fade you down, mate?
Sorry?
Got anything to say about seagulls last minute?
No.
Okay, well, good. I'm glad I've started the fade early. See you, mate. Thank you.
Cool. Well, then we'll get into the crux of the situation, which is the black-billed gulls. And if you think in your mind's eye, you will realise that actually there are seagulls with red bills and then ones with black ones.
I thought the black ones were just the little baby ones.
No,
they're
a different
species. You think they're missing a foot and then they just, you realise,
they're just doing a balancing
thing.
That's great. That's a good little trick, that's that one. They're
trippy.
Like, psych.
They get chips on that, I reckon.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, my leg. my good leg.
Their scientific name is Loris Bulleri.
Whoa. Why don't they call them lorises?
Yeah,
they're
that's cool.
Little bowls kind of name.
Loris Bulleri.
That's mad.
And they are
Say
endemic.
Say it again, sorry.
Loris Bulleri.
Loris Bulleri.
Yeah. Well, that's how I assume it.
So this is different. It's a different one. It's not. I thought the black-billed ones were just little baby. Okay,
no, it's its own
got
species.
Got a few chicks in here. Got a couple of bites on her. Whether or not you love seagulls.
Do you love seagulls?
Love seagulls. Fucking delicious. Thanks, Dexter.
I feel like they wouldn't be delicious.
Apparently, pretty birds always fighting for the underdog. Good on you. Yeah, very nice. Someone's just stuck it into mine. Reference there in the
hashtag underdog. Classic.
And seagull lover here. There you go. So a few votes for seagulls.
There's some seagulls making some sweet love as well.
That doesn't look.
That doesn't look
consensual. One seagull's got its mouth open, it's like off to the side going.
We need more of that action.
Why could it? Why?
Yeah, but
seagulls kind of like pandas. We need to kind of.
We need to get them.
Couple of little blue pills and some chips.
Look out! Look at them! Look at them go!
Take the.
I don't want to. It's a still picture. Stop shaking it around to make it. Magic eyes, seagulls.
The black-billed seagull is endemic.
Right. Does that mean?
Okay, so the endemic one means they're only found here. So unlike the red seagull, red-billed ones, which are from another country originally, or they also exist.
So these are the ones that I'm switching on now. We care about these
only
ones.
Only exist in New Zealand, and they are the most threatened gull species in the world. I feel like we needed like a sound for that. The most threatened species.
Oh, man.
I know, it's pretty sad. So they're officially classed as nationally critical, which they're in some really good company with the kakapo there.
Right.
So that's how
that low. Yeah.
This is the part of the show where John gets real sad.
Yeah, he's got
sure the statistics, but
he's stopped looking at the seagull porn.
I was really sure that I have seen lots of
seagulls rooting. So there should be heaps of seagulls.
No, the seagulls with the black beak and stuff. Black legs, black leg, beak. No?
Well, no. Mistaken. Okay, so the numbers-wise, there are more of these things than kakapos.
Okay.
But the reason they're in that class with the kakapo is because they are in some serious, like really, really bad decline. Mm. And their situation looks pretty bleak for the next 10 years.
Are they both threatened by the same thing?
Yeah, it is very similar, although a little bit different. So what we need to always think about in our endemic populations especially, is that birds, like I said, New Zealand didn't really have any mammals other than the bat. We are known as the land of birds. So our bird population is very, very unique. We've got some of the highest endemic species of birds in the world. But they evolved with very few predators, if any, and as a result have very little defences, if any defences, and they also are very sensitive. So like our endemic birds
in general.
And our black-billed gull is no different. So they like quiet and peace when they're having sex. They like their
not
homes
John
to be
on the phone near them.
Yeah, some paparazzi
up.
Over there.
Get on your mate, here's a little bit of streaky bacon when you're done.
Get that live cam away from me.
So we have seen, there were 90,000 in 2008, we've seen, and 70% of those are in Southland, with only 5% in the North Island. So
Whoa.
So you may have seen them, but you were seeing 5% of the population.
Do they travel quite decently?
No, they don't really. They stay with their mates for long periods of time. We've seen an 80% decline in the last 30 years. And a lot of that is to do with predation. So, you know, we know that cats and stoats and those sorts of predators are awful. They like to eat the eggs.
What? Wait, are they eating seagull eggs? No.
I would have thought maybe
like crabs or something.
No, because the old black-billed gull actually likes to live in and breed by rivers. So that's kind of...
By all means.
Yeah, so that's kind of the problem, is that they haven't evolved to be, they're very specific about how they live. They like to live on rivers. They like to live in braided rivers, which humans really love to like destroy. Like, we're particularly fond of destroying rivers and braided rivers.
At the moment.
In particular.
Is it true that seagulls fly out to sea to die, like Homer said in that episode?
I don't know about that.
Okay.
I would imagine some do, probably not all of them though.
Cool.
Maybe it's an individual thing.
What's killing the seagulls? How do we help them out?
So,
Should I be giving chips to seagulls?
No. Okay. So you shouldn't really feed the birds, because they're not really any birds, because you're probably feeding them the wrong thing. That said...
This is my whole childhood you're messing around with now, Rita.
Sorry. That said, if you are going to feed them, a little bit of your fish is pretty much the only thing that I would recommend. A little bit of the fish. Don't go for the batter.
Nobody's sharing the fish with the seagulls.
That's exactly what I saw your face. I saw your face going, what? I paid like $5 for that piece of fish.
It's a seagull. I'm assuming it's getting fish. You know what I mean? I'm trying to give it a special little treat.
So these guys are nesting on the ground, aren't they?
Yeah. That's some of their problem. They like to nest on riverbanks, which we like to destroy. And then on top of that, weeds are taking over those riverbanks, or predation. You know, like the cats will come or whatever. So they'll get closer and closer to the rivers, and then what happens is a flood comes through and just wipes them all out. So they're really kind of sensitive little creatures.
Kind of a lovely text in here. Okay. They feel like a skinny chicken. I rescued one from a glassed-in balcony. He did a flyby after I released him/her.
Oh, to say thank you. Like, the tipping of the wings.
Come, motherfucker, cheers.
Yeah, nice work. Good on you. And no surprises that agricultural practices aren't doing us any favours. So the intensification is leading to higher, increased rates of herbicide and pesticide, which they are not fans of. Sensitive wee creatures.
Is there anything they like indicate us about? Like, say if there's a kind of a tsunami coming or something to them. You know, is there any secret power that I don't know about with seagulls?
No, I'm sorry.
Well, there might be. We just don't know.
I mean, they may pick up on earthquakes beforehand, quite possibly, because they are in the banks and they probably might get the vibes before we do. Quite a lot of birds and animals do. So.
They tell you if your fish and chips is good or bad, because heaps of them will come. One of them puts the word out.
Yeah, they've got a low
Back when I used to feed them, before you
knew any better. I feel like they've got a low threshold for what is good fish and chips, though, because they'll eat anything, won't they?
Okay, so you're saying they're sort of silly dum-dums now?
I'm saying they're hungry.
Okay, fair enough.
And they will. Also, people driving their vehicles over beaches and rivers.
Oh, that's fun, though. That's fun, yes.
I know, I'm the fun police. Sorry, guys. obviously declines. Oh, some dickheads shoot them. Like, what's wrong with those people?
That's pretty rank.
It is wrong. I'm also looking at you going,
I'm not taking a gun down to the beach to shoot a seagull. Cheers. But if a seagull comes and lands on my farm or something, fuck yeah, open season. Stay in your lane. I don't have a gun or a farm. So.
We're seeing decline in their food sources. So white bait's a really big food source for them, and we like to eat those. And we're also destroying the white bait. So, you know,
you put all this together, they're actually quite doomed, aren't they?
Well, that's why they're in such bad trouble. Because there's no, like, all these things are pointing, like, we're not fixing these things in a hurry,
are we? Have we considered maybe relocating them, calling them land gulls?
Perhaps? Land gulls. Well, they're actually
bringing
mainly
them
live,
land a bit.
They're black-billed gulls mainly live like in rivers, and then they go in the winter time to the coast to try.
So they're actually
food.
Already a little bit like, man, the name's shit.
Yeah. Yes, seagulls. They're like, yeah, they need a rebrand, is what they need.
So they need whoever takes care of dolphins, whoever does the PR for dolphins. People love dolphins. Need to get that person on the case.
Although we've also got one of the most threatened dolphin species in the world. That's true. Actually pretty terrible.
No, but I mean, we like them.
We like them. We like
ourselves, and we kill each other. So yeah, what's going on? Who knows? Who knows, John? I don't know.
John's just sitting over here looking more and more depressed as he goes through.
John's just Googling. He's just going to find a seagull outfit, kind of like one of those big fluffy things you can climb up into, and he's going to go down to Queen Street and hand flyers out. Hey, John.
Start that marketing campaign for the seagulls in earnest, 2019. All right, hey, was there anything else, Rita, or should we wrap it up there?
No, I mean, I know, you know, we're probably talking to a lot of city folks, so telling people to not drive on riverbeds and don't take their dogs/guns down to the riverbeds is probably a little bit of a waste of time. So the only thing I'll leave you with is just that we really do need to think about the fact that as we're growing this country and as we're growing our economic growth, that there are other species, that we're losing something in the process. And
the seagull is kind of a canary in the coal mine, at least.
So, you know, we like, you know, are you willing to imagine the beach without seagulls?
I can't
imagine it. No, it'd be really sad.
It's definitely the sound effects.
Yeah. You don't know what you've got till it's gone.
No, I don't think about that.
Okay. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Rita.
That was Sustainin' Alive on 95BFM.